Good evening, everyone. Tate Kalunga and we are back. May God bless you all. Yeah, back with the Stop Suffering program here on Ego FM. And as always, we always invite people to pray with us. Before the end of the program, we are going to have a moment of prayer. You are going through a difficult time, troubles in your life. God can help you to overcome all of them. But I'm not here in the studio alone. I'm here also with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenwell. Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, listeners. Otokwe tero polo gramawe fimbole itavelo, okuhurifapo emonori huna.
And also we have a special guest today. As usually, we bring a special guest, a testimony. And tonight is going to be the turn of Nico. Nico, good evening. You can speak close to the microphone, please, Nico.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, everyone who is listening.
May God bless you all. And we are going to hear tonight how Nico, the beginning of his testimony, we are going to conclude next week, Tuesday, how his life changed. And the topic of our show tonight is never give up. Because that's what Nico did. He never gave up. Many people, Nico, are listening to us right now. And they're going through problems, through difficult situations. I would like to ask you to share with us tonight how your suffering started. We were talking before the program, the show. You're telling us how your suffering started even at a young age. When your father kind of abandoned you and your mother and the children, the brothers, the siblings. And by the way, even before you speak, if you want to call our toll-free number, we're not going to receive calls on air now, only after the testimony of Nico. But you can call the toll-free number from the church. It's 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat, 0800-22-3335. There are people waiting for your call. Now it's a toll-free number. You don't need to have credit or time on your phone. You can just call now. There are men of God waiting to include your name in the prayer book. So let us hear now the beginning of the problem, the beginning of the suffering of Nico. So Nico, how was the beginning? How did the suffering start in your life? By the way, the name of the program is Stop.
Stop Suffering.
Yeah. So, please.
Bishop, it started when I grew up with my mother and my father. So I had all the support. So it all started when my father abandoned all of us. To the point that...
So it used to be a happy family at first?
Yes, Bishop.
In the north?
Yes, Bishop.
Where specifically? What's the name of the village?
In Onipa, Oshatotua village.
Okay.
So when my father abandoned us, I remember he moved to... In fact, he was in Windhoek, but normally he comes or he sends something to support all of us. Now... I remember it was even more than 10 years not coming, like abandoning us.
Sure, for 10 years.
Yes, Bishop.
It came to the point of 10 years without like supporting.
Yes, Bishop.
Would he come sometimes?
No, not at all.
Not even coming?
Not at all.
So he left the family in the north. Where did he go?
He came to Windhoek.
Oh, he came here to Windhoek.
Yeah. So from there, it was very difficult because he was the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no other support. We were very young. My mother was not working. So it was very difficult. But my mother, I remember telling us that we need to study very hard and so that we can change the situation at home. And he was emphasizing as well that we mustn't be like our father. So that was the word of my mother. So when we went to school, so that was the word in my mind, like to study hard. So I studied hard. I remember passing grade 10 to go to secondary school. Okwari o ewija ja meme kurombelange kucha nandi natwironge twamanamo opo tushenje onkalo kegumbo. Ngao ondirongo ne andipiti andiko ko secondary. When I went to secondary school, I met bad friends. Like I was engaged with bad friends, relationship. Eshinda koskola ondeki adanda nda mongu du ye friend da puka. Oku ramba ihorewa yi ye friend odonga. Andiki adane ndiri ndarandura referende nokuyamo monkaro like ndarandura akadona nokukanda tarakadona nokuyamo mihore nakadona natango nga ndari ko score. So my situation was very bad to the point that I couldn't focus anymore in my study.
So it started sorry for interrupting you, it started affecting your studies.
Yeah, it really affected my study.
So you could not, what was happening? You couldn't concentrate. You were in the classroom. The teachers were speaking, and your mind was away. What was happening?
Yeah, with that situation in my mind, so I find myself sometimes sleeping in the class. Sometimes when someone is trying to help me, I get angry, like frustrated, to the point there was even a time that I wanted to fight the principal at school.
Sure.
Yes, Bishop. Onkaro yango kwei andika anda anduka, maone nengashi kwea mo tundi, ondi adika andikotha, nandira andura mo klasa, nondeki adana tango ndaha kukonja na principal wetu poskora. Onkaro kwa hii, nai. So, I failed grade 12. So that was the worst moment of my life. Kwa hinda dopo grade 12, nonkaro kwa hii. Onkaro kwa hii, nai. Shashino, ondi ya tha, ndi no... Omadhi adhiro kucha, onda dopa monkara mwenye wange, onda dopa meme wange, kurombwe lange. Amina, esha rombwe ya kucha nandiki ironge, and then dopa thiru. So I felt like, I failed in life. I failed even my mother as well.
But before we reach that point of the worst moment, Nico, I would like to ask you to say a little bit about How as a child abandoned by the father, and you see that your mother was struggling, because the way you are telling us, it's like the mother was trying to support, the mother was trying to give you good advice, like avoid alcohol, stay away from alcohol. You even told us before the program that if your mother would find you drinking, you would be in trouble.
Yes, Bishop. I remember very well. Normally, he always give us instruction. No one must go out from the house. We mustn't involve with other friends, bad friends. We must be enough with what we have. We mustn't compare ourselves with others. So we must trust God. That was the word of my mother. Memo waka heturombre kucha, inatu comparinga na akwetu, inatu tara akwetu, tu comparinge shiena, na tu wanena na shituna. So outside there, I was someone else. In the house, I'm a good boy. So that was my situation.
So it's like you were living like a double life. And before you continue, Pastor Festus, there are many people that are in this situation. It's like they are living a double life.
They don't have a way out, Bishop.
Yeah, it's like they even look like somebody who is happy, because I'm sure when you were there with your colleagues, your friends, your classmates, I'm sure you were smiling, laughing, like playing.
Yeah, yes, Bishop. I used to, like involved in soccer. Like I was, they thought maybe I'm a happy person, but when I'm alone, I'm empty, I'm sad.
You are empty. So, but that's the case, Pastor Fess, of many people.
Yes.
And there are people right now listening to us. Maybe this person is even depressed.
In the same situation.
Yeah, maybe thinking of committing suicide. And we are here to tell them that they can come out of this situation.
Yes, Bishop.
They can overcome this. The same way that Nico overcame, he will tell us how his life changed. Today is a different person. Today his life is blessed. But it's important for this person who is listening to us now to know that if they never give up, their lives can change. That's why before the end of the program, we are going to pray for them.
Yes, that's why to the end of the service, we are going to pray for you. And already...
Sorry, Pastor, not the service, the program.
The program. And already, be more sure that no matter how long you went, your life can change. Just as God changed his life, so your life can change too. Yes. Ongalamwenyo eo natango, otai drukulundruka. Ongashei kalungalundrulo ngalamunyo yae nave otadru kukulundrula. Okwati wakuch ohatuchi kuchakalunga ihe kwefa ngashi nyoko tadru kukwefa. Ngashi ho tadru kukwefa. Ashike ye otadru kuninga osho kapena onu tadru kushininga mongalamunyo e. God cannot leave you just like family. They leave you. Just like an example. He spoke about his father. He was not there for him anymore. The mother cannot be able to do anything, does not have income, but God can change life.
Exactly. The same way the life of Nico changed, your life can change as well. And we're not going to speak to you on air now, only after the testimony of Nico is concluded, but you can call now the toll-free number of the church. There are people now waiting. There are people now waiting to hear you, to pray for you. You can call 0800-22-3335. We apologize. Last Tuesday, last program, there was a problem with the lines of the church. And unfortunately, many calls were missed. But it has been the helpline has been fixed and it's working. So you can just call now. Include your name in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. There are people waiting for you. Now, Nico, then you end up becoming like your father, because you told us as well that your father was like having many girlfriends. He was like became a womanizer. Did you see that happening in your life?
Yes, Bishop. Exactly, Bishop, what you said. As my father was. And I used to have this thought that I'll never be like my father, but I end up like him. I even went to Windhoek for me to get a job so I can support my mother and my siblings. So when I came to Windhoek, it was very worse. It became more worse.
Mm. Why? What happened?
'Cause in the house, I could see my father coming drunk. Sometimes you can see him hurting himself, like maybe he fall and he hurt himself. Sometimes he can even come...
Sorry for cutting you. Sorry. So it means now you came to Windhoek looking for a job so that you can support your mother back home in the home village. But now you are staying with your father. So you moved him where your father was staying.
Yes, Bishop. I move exactly where my father was. So I can see my father coming with a woman. And it was not good at all. I even feel like it was bad. So when they are kovenduka, Eshinde yakovenduka kaparige puna oshihore washuano kwa megumbo nenge openi shine ndatara tate wanjo hea anma nando kuri iye hameka nando kuri nenge twadatea nando ona ona kulukadia mweme gumbo nganshi kucha tate kwa hombora kwa yoshi nai 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 nai. So it was very bad, very very bad, to the point that I even started hating my father.
I think it started even before that. You had the anger. Did you grow up like with anger? Did you have anger towards him?
Yeah, I had anger. That anger was even putting in my siblings.
Mm.
My mother can even testify that.
How?
I used to beat them. Like if they make any mistake, I'll beat them up.
You beat them up?
Yeah, my siblings.
Like badly?
Yes, yes, Bishop.
Are you first born, second born?
Third.
You are third born, but you'd even beat the older.
Even the elder.
Sure.
My sister, my big brother, I beat them. Onkarokwe nai nai. Shashino andi dimburukwa. Kwandi kanino njahi. Ndahari kengeno ngengo no kwe apungane nge pwe onuta pokururanje. Andi konjonare. Memota vukushi testify shino. Andi dimburukwa. Taadana ndokuru na ataoriji megumbu. Maande uzenga. Ngaro kwei, nei, nei, nei. Shaike nda ningo kei mokashona. Amo nda anduka, nda hari ye kuteagurini. Manengo nda haa kuzenga. Anu.
But you were beating them up like trying to relieve that anger that you felt towards your father.
Yes, Bishop. I beat them like just for me to feel
relieved.
Relieved, yeah. Yes, Bishop.
But did it work? I don't think so, but I'm asking. I want to hear from you.
It didn't work at all. Inashikwa therasha nande nande, kudenga umameme, nenge, kudenga anumbaha karapa mwenangae, onkaro ya karike ya dhigupare ranji. Onkaro ya kaya dhigupara nai 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 nai, kanduwete kucha nande ningengini, mwankara mwenyo anji. So, I continue searching for a job. So, my first job was in the construction company.
Mm.
I remember going there, like walking, just for me to go work and change the situation. So okwenda Congo ironga nironga ange otete ikwenda mona ironga komatungo. Kwenye atuendo shinano kuzako babiro na kuya ko kwa tutungire ko hamiende kweta kutungo skora. I remember even when we started working, the owner of the company promised like he's gonna pay us this much. But when we finished building, it was he only gave us half.
Mm. So the situation, actually, you came here to Vinduk trying to help your family back home, but you are suffering yourself now. Were you able to send them something? Maybe very little.
Not at all, Bishop, at that moment. Because I remember what I got half. Since even here in Windhoek, sometimes we go like no one is putting food on the table. People, they can go like when they come back, they are just drunk. They finish everything without buying food. So now when I got that money, I bought food. And also, since they also used to buy alcohol, so I have to leave something for alcohol as well, so that we can, you know, I can also, like, do what they did. Okwari nda nde akukegumbo, nde onkaro kwe iringa, tuwa dhanu nandokuri megumbo ya yamo, maaga penangwara nandandi kuja. Maara, oyamo ni imarwa. Imarwa nuna iturike omarovu. Kungai na yeshinda kamona, andi anenge na ndirandi kuja. Mana tango ndara ndango marovu shashino. Nao shoha haning. Like, nao shoha. Shaha mono nando shimaro havru kurando marovu nanga andinune. So after a month, like, there was no job. So still I stayed home. Everything was dry, dry, dry. There was no support. At home, I was not even able to help at home. I even had in mind to save up so that I can improve my grade 12, but it didn't work. There was nothing. Okwa andikambadhara kutura kumwenge nondi ndivure kuwatera kegumbashi nankaro kwe iri nai nangaye mwenengeno ndiye koskora ndivure kukawatera ndivure kukironga nga ndi ndishenjo onkaro maina shi na shenda ngashi kwa inda nshitura madiradira. So from there,
so in other words, you are trying to solve your problem, you're trying to work, which is something important. It's worth praising, praiseworthy to you trying, but you are not managing to overcome that situation on your own. And before you speak, Nico, that's the situation, Pastor Fesso. There are people who are hard workers.
Yes, Bishop.
They are trying hard. Some of them come here to Vinduk, others they go to Erongo, others they move from the village, they go to the big places like Oshakati, Ongondiva, Ondangwa. They leave the village, they don't come all the way, but they try to find a better life and try to help the family. But instead of getting better,
things go worse.
It's getting worse because they are trying it with the strength of their arms, without God's help. And without God's help, we can do nothing.
We can do nothing. Chamando tokenda balamuove mwene, ounogu kalawa huila munyengwi, ashike ngengwa weli nekele kalunga, ini mwisho tekenda nao. If you try in your own, things will be just as they are. But if you trust God, everything will go well.
Yeah, that's why we are inviting people to pray with us. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays here on Ego FM, from 9 to 10 p.m., we have the Stop Suffering program. But the Stop Suffering program is just like twice a week. But the doors of the Universal Church are opened.
Every day.
Every single day. But we are going to pray for them. So those who cannot sleep at night. There are people right now.
Yes, Bishop.
That they can't sleep at night. They are suffering with depression. They are suffering with anxiety because they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Nangura. They don't know. And God is the one who can help them.
That is it. Kashimba ihoko fufiku. Kashimbo honangala topondwa. Mondu daena tango shito imonga kashimbo watilamo. Shasho homo mini mayo uhuishi kuchi kwa shike. So, eshi hatu kehululo polo galama ya hatu kekwili kanena. Opo kalunga ekuva tele. Ukofe nao.
Yeah.
I'm telling them, Bishop, those who cannot sleep during the night. So, at the end of this program, we are going to make a prayer for them.
Yeah, and they will prepare a glass of water or a bottle of water. Last program on Tuesdays, somebody was asking, but why the water? Why the water? Because, first of all, because it's in the Bible, mm-hmm. Exodus 23, verse 25, chapter 23, verse 25. The Bible says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and you bless your bread and your water, and take away sickness from the midst of you. So, first of all, it is written in the Bible. It's biblical. It's Bible-based. Second is faith. And how to explain faith? Faith, you only believe or don't.
The problem of many people is the lack of believing. You are telling him something making sense, but the person does not believe. Ujuova nuva hapu, okuha itavel, oton lombro shi mashayuka, ndele ineshi itavel, otapula kucha, momeyamo matura moshike, omeyokurinae is asking, what did you put in the water? The water is with him far away where he is. But he still not believe that God is with him there.
Exactly. So it's just a matter of faith. Faith you don't explain. You just believe. Jesus said to the blind man, go and wash. Go and wash in Jerusalem. Go and wash. He went. He didn't ask any question. He just went, washed, and he was healed. He received sight. So if you are asking, but why should I pray? Why should I prepare the bottle of water, glass of water? The blind didn't ask any question. He just obeyed. Faith is to obey the word of God.
Itavelo o qui tavela menjova da kalunga. Eu ki fonga shita kupopua konu menmo wihamonoko. Adaru wihamonoko. Yesho kwa kufe dunde temve ke permission de tati kucha ki koshe ke tale la shilo am. Ina pula ne pulo no guli. Shapongi nge tapulo vanu venyu kife. Ashiko kwa yan de talingia sha alombrelo. De ta monoko.
Exactly. So you are most welcome to pray with us with if you want. You can have a glass of water ready. You can have your bottle of water ready. But let us hear now. I think we still have a couple of minutes before the break. 3 minutes before the break. So, now talk to us, Nico, about you came to Vinduk now trying to for a better life. It became worse. And now when you come here, what was the second worst moment? The worst moment, first you told you failed, grade 12. And now what's the second worst moment?
Okay, Bishop. When I came, continuing with the story, I was like a month without a job. So everything finished. So I went to square one. So there was nothing. Okwari nda shuna iko konkaronji nda karandina. Eshinda nda mana ironga weyo tetonga. Wakapaipu ni ironga. Natango nkaroka. Kwe ikia fafana. Shashino nda katirongi thengondo. Danjenga ya mweni. Inimesho waka ikia fafana. So from there I started searching for a job, so whereby I got another second job in retail. On that kenda baroka te kongwironga, then andikongwironga andi moniironga mo mironga store andironga mo store kwari. From there, when I started working, I was introduced to now steering. So to the point that the people that I found in the work, they were like, that's not enough. Where you work is where you eat.
And so that's how they would say.
Yeah, they used to say that. Moshuambo ano hati patorongo potoli.
Patorongo potoi.
Patorongo opotoli.
Opotoi.
Opotoli.
Yeah, I was testing you. So we are going to have a break, a short break, and Nico will tell us a little bit more of his testimony, his story. Today, his life's changed, but he's not going to conclude everything today. He's going to finish the conclusion of his testimony next week, Tuesday, here on the Stop Suffering. But there is a way out for you. You can call now our toll-free number from the church, 0800-22-3335. You can talk to the pastors. They will include your name in the prayer book. And I'm sure God will bless. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. This is the Stop Suffering here on Eagle FM.
Uchane udi woye usike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa konger kayo universal yoshirongo shakarunga paturura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
Well, we are back. And just a little bit more of the story of Nico. And he, as I said, he'll conclude next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. here on Eagle FM in the Stop Suffering program. But if you want to meet him in person, if you want to know if his story is true, there's no problem. You can come and visit the Universal Church in here in Vinduk, Ospamplatz, here, 32 Independence Avenue, here, Vinduk. Every Sunday mornings, actually during the week as well, but especially Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock. Are you in the church every Sunday, Nico?
Yes, Bishop. Full force.
Full force. Mm. Sunday, no?
Yes, Bishop.
Sunday. And you can talk to him and speak to him and to his wife as well. He's a married man now. He's going to tell us how his life changed. So, now you started even stealing from work. Where you work is where you eat. How do you say that again?
Yes, Bishop. They say where you work is where you eat.
In Oshivambo, please?
Pa Torongo Potoli.
Yeah. So then you started even stealing from work.
Yes, Bishop. I started engaging now, like, but it was a bit wiser because what we used to do back then, we used to make fake accounts.
Sure.
Like you can make a fake account with
not wiser, smarter, but
with
fake bank account.
Not bank account, but just fake account for
fake account.
Credit.
For credit, I see.
Yeah. Then also sometimes we change prices, like items. You make the expensive item cheaper, or you can call friends to get your stuff like that. So it was just
a way to make extra
money. Yeah, it was really hell. Let me say that. Okwa oshi nae shashino andi dimburu kwa hatu vake atuninge accounta difunja opike tuvuro ku katu ni maro. Anua poti waterene ma hashonduete kashari onjirae yukirira okwari nande nande. So it continued just like that. But the situation now, it changed because it was now, I had more now, like I have more money.
But no peace.
But no peace, not at all. I was angry, man, always.
Afraid as well?
Afraid as well, because I was afraid maybe I'll get caught.
Okay. So that's how it is. So Nico, since we had already agreed, we are going to share the transformation of your life next week, but just for people to know that your life has changed, who is Nico today?
Today I'm a transformed man. Today my life is completely changed. I'm the light of my family today. I'm happily married today, and I'm serving God.
So you are an example also for your family.
Yes, Bishop.
So today you don't need to steal anymore.
Not at all, Bishop.
What you're doing as a job for living?
They even look up on me. So I'm an example.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing as a job for living?
Now, for now, what I'm doing, I'm studying.
Oh, okay.
On the side, I have my business as well.
A business of what?
We order cars. We sell. We supply meat. We do a lot of things.
Okay, cars, meat.
Yes, Bishop.
Okay, but everything honest.
Yes, Bishop, 100%.
Praise God. So if you want to know how Nico's life changed, you can come to church Sunday morning, speak to him personally, or also you can listen to Nico FM next week, Tuesday. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. sharp, we are here. So Nico, thank you very much for coming tonight. Okay?
Thank you, Bishop, for having me.
So what can you say to those who are suffering out there, struggling with life? Today, your final consideration, today, you are coming back Tuesday, next week to conclude. What can you tell those who are desperate, those who don't know what to do? What can you tell them?
What I can say to them, they mustn't look anywhere. So what they need to do is to seek God. Because in God, it's where you get everything. As the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and everything will be added. So if they do the same as I did, their life is going to change. Not only their life, it's going to be their family, because one transform. As I said, I became the light of my family. Even if they are not all coming to church, I'm an open Bible to them.
Yeah, you're an example, testimony for them. Thank you very much, Nico.
Yes, Bishop.
We are going to see you again next week, Tuesday, here on Wingo FM. Now, I would like to share one testimony with you. And Pastor Sean, you join us as well here in the studio. Before we open the lines for the callers, I'm reading for you the Bible verse of tonight is Psalms. I'm reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm number 34, verse number 6, when it reads, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles." So there are many people right now, Pastor Sean, from Katutura branch. There are many people right now who are in trouble.
Yes, Bishop.
Just like Nico was in trouble. He came here to Vinduk looking for a better life, but situations got worse. Maybe this person is listening to us. They are here in Vinduk. They came here for greener pastures.
Yes, for sure.
Or maybe they are in Erongo. They are elsewhere in Namibia. But they moved to the place looking for a better life, and they found even more troubles.
Yes, Bishop. Good evening to all. Bishop, that's the case of many people. They come to look for greener pastures. And most of them, where they go, especially without God, they go and find rather more problems than greener pastures. You see, Bishop, as we are preparing them to bless the water later after the prayer, I want to say to them, the Bible says that a man who doubts should not expect anything from God. So if they believe, and like Nico believed and came to church, and here now he's a living testimony. If they believe and they give God a chance, they will see God's power, the same as Nico saw God's power. So, my dear friends, I invite you all to come and to give God a chance. You see, Nico believed, and if you believe, God can do the very same for you. He can change your life. So prepare your bottle of water. We're going to be blessing it at the end. We're going to be praying for it. And if you drink this water by faith, whether you are sick, you're looking for a job, as we say, those who believe, everything is possible through faith, Bishop.
Yes, that's why we're going to start getting the calls live now. If you want to talk to us live, on air, here, from the studios of Eagle FM in Vinduk, you can call 083-2888-401. I'll repeat. 083-2888-401. The lines are open now in the studio. You can call if you want to include your name in the prayer book. You want to talk to us. We are going to be praying for you. You are having a hard time in your life. It's like your ways, there are people, Pastor Festo. The ways are closed. It's like everything's closed for them. It's like they are trying, but the doors are closed. It's like something spiritual. Or maybe they even give one step forward and many steps backwards, so they can call now. We are going to have the first caller. Good evening, Eagle FM. I think we lost the caller. You can keep trying, okay? 083-2888-401. 083-2888-401. If the line is busy, you can also call the toll-free number of the church. That one. There are many people to receive your call. 0800-22-3335. We have one caller. Good evening, Eagle FM. Hello?
Yes, yeah.
I'm speaking to whom? Who is speaking?
Evening.
What's your name?
You're speaking to Sally Kalumbo.
Yes, sir. And how can we help you?
My name is Sally Kalumbo.
So you want to include your name in the prayer?
So I had a problem.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem with finding a job.
Oh, you are having a difficult time to find a job. How long have you been looking for a job? Since when?
For 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah.
And nothing so far?
Nothing so far.
You need prayers to overcome this. Your ways are blocked. You need prayers for God to open your ways.
Yes, I think my ways are blocked. Mm-hmm. Because whenever sometimes I find a job, so someone can come and take my job or something like this.
Oh, even when you find a job, now somebody else can take the job.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to pray for you. If you can, prepare a glass of water, bottle of water. We're going to ask God to bless your water. And when you drink, I'm sure God will give you strength. God will help you.
Okay, Pastor.
All right, God bless.
Okay.
Good night. Yes, you can keep trying. You can call 083-2888-401. Have a next caller, Pastor Festus, please.
Good evening, caller.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
Komandi kogongo.
Todde ngekuja kogongo.
Eh.
Okay. Edinalo e?
Yaro.
Edinalo e yalo.
Eh.
Yalo, wala tukwiri kanene kombiga ashiki.
Kombiga skola.
Kombiga afikola.
Neumbo yetu.
Mhm.
Linini mataipu ala kata komba donduda.
Linini mataipu ala kata komba donduda.
Eh.
Okay.
No. No tate kuye ya tatu ye ye ya lambi komba roof.
Okay. The finch walks on top of the roof and the your uncles are just drinking. So we are going to make a prayer for you. Prepare the cup of water long doka kopi ko komeva o konima e ilikano. Ko konima programa to kanngule e agut kunngule ilikano.
Ewa.
Mhm.
Thank you,
Dad. Ewa.
And those who are having spiritual problems, like the caller just said, she hears things moving on the top of the roof on the house. So if you are struggling with the spiritual problems, we are going to pray for you as well. We have a caller, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, caller. How may I help you?
Hello, Dad.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
Oh, I'm having a problem. I don't get my job, the one I studied for. I only got the one to struggle for. But I don't collect anything.
Okay.
The money, I just use it up with useless things.
Okay. I would advise you, prepare a bottle of water. Also, if you have your CVs, your papers together with you, we're going to be blessing it in a couple of minutes. What is your name?
Wasani Longa from Onaina.
Tuafeni longer from Inanna. Okay, Tuafeni. We're going to be including you in our prayer. Like I say, hold your bottle of water together with your CV, your papers, and we'll be blessing you. And in Jesus' name, if you believe, you will see the power of God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Yeah, people, they have to understand that there is a way out. There is a solution. We are here to tell them.
There's a way out, Bishop.
They can overcome the problem. They can overcome this situation they are having in their lives. And by the way, if you want to call, you can call also the toll-free. The toll-free of the church is 24/7. Even after the show, you can keep calling throughout the night. There's always somebody waiting to speak to you. 0800-22-3335. I think we have another caller. We have time enough? Don't have time enough. We have to have a short break. And after that, we can come and get the callers.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Yes, we are back. I think with the call, is the call still there? Yes, this person is. Good evening, Ego FM. Hello.
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 Daddy.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm speaking to whom? Who? What's your name?
Nina.
Say it again. Say your name again, please.
Serena.
And how can we help you?
I want to study very hard.
Okay, you want to study very hard. What's your name again? For us to include Serena. Your name?
Serena.
Okay. From where?
Ustanaga.
We are going to pray for you to study very hard and pass. God will bless you.
Please.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? From where?
Ustanaga.
Okay. We are going to pray for you. God bless. Good night. Yes, the students are also asking for prayers, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop.
They can also call.
They can also call.
We're going to pray for them to do well in their studies, and I'm sure God will help them. I think we have another caller.
Good evening, caller.
Andy, Kuzila Kelombe.
Kuzila Kelombe.
Yeah, okay, Vena.
Okay, Vena, Kuzila Kelombe.
Andy, no problem. Andy, Nangalandi, Pondwama, Andy, Penjo, Didi.
you have nightmares, you have bad dreams. Okay. Ewa. Ndakomesho?
Andala nungono kukana ninaukuma upo kumbinga kulesango mambo yangi.
Unujuo kulesho mambo nuhona tango?
Andi kwa piki nuhona tango game of.
When you are reading your book, you feel sleeping. Ewa, popja?
Ano kukana ngondi nukumo mungala mwenyange kukushenzangu ini mkaya ngo ilongu ini maino shuronga.
Okay. Kevin, ototenge kudila kelo mbendishu wati? Okay. Koni maa, watu kuningile ilikano. Longe kidoka kopi koi komeva, opututure kutuduru kukuturamu me ilikano.
Okay, so God bless you, caller. We're going to pray for you.
Okay.
God bless. And you can keep calling. We are still here. Get your names and include your names in your prayer book. 083-2888-401. I repeat the number to speak on air. That this one's for those who want to speak to us live here on Ego FM. 083-2888-401. Good evening, caller. Hello. Who is speaking? And how can we help you tonight? What's the problem you have?
I want to include my auntie in your prayer.
Yeah, we are going to include the name of the family in the prayer. What's the name again?
Andrew.
And the name of the family? Hello, Andrew.
I want you to include my auntie in your prayer.
Okay. And what's the problem?
She has been looking for a job, but she didn't get.
Oh, looking for a job. For how long now? It's been a long time?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We are going to pray. You are calling from where?
From Arandes.
From Arandes. Oh, Erongo. We are going to be praying. Yeah. Have a glass of water or a bottle of water. We are going to ask God to bless your water. When you drink it, God will give you strength.
Okay, Pastor, have goodness.
Okay, God bless. God bless. So people can call us from Erongo, from Omusati, Oshana, from all the regions of the country. Pastor Sean, yes. Have another caller.
Good evening, caller. How can we help you?
Good evening.
What's your name?
My name is Lavinia.
Lavinia. Lavinia, how can we assist you tonight?
Bless the name of God to pray for me. First of all, I want to get my driver's license.
Okay.
I'm also studying. I want to ask and get my profession that I'm aiming to get.
Okay.
And the third prayer, please include my. I have two sons. One is in Rondo. But there are times that he. He will tell you he wants to go to study, but he did not want to.
Okay. What is their names? That we may include their names.
His name is David.
David.
Yes.
Okay.
And then he will be sleeping. He's not going to classes.
Okay, Lavinia, we're going to pray for you and include David in our prayers. Prepare a bottle of water. In a couple of minutes, we'll be praying for you.
Thank you, Monica.
Have a wonderful night. Bye.
May God bless you. And if you need to speak to us a bit more of your problems, the time here on air won't be enough. You can call the helpline of the church, 0800-22-333-5. We have another caller, Pastor Festus, please.
Good evening, caller.
Good evening, sir.
How can we help you, sir?
I'm calling from Sagadi, David. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem with alcohol. I'm spending too much money on alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just want you people to help me and pray for me, please.
Okay. Prepare your glass of water or a bottle of water, and just in a few minutes we are going to make a prayer for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
God bless you, David. We're going to be praying for you shortly. And people have to understand one thing. The prayer we are going to make will help. but they need more than a prayer for their lives to change. Pastor, yes, Bishop. We have one more caller, and we're going to be praying shortly. Good evening, caller. Good evening. Who is speaking? What's your name?
Andrina,
you're speaking from where? Calling from where?
Oh,
ome mota denge kuja kongwelume. Oto denge kuja kongwelume. Meme dinala yo liye.
Dinala ngo Lucia Ambud.
Lucia Ambud. Me Lucia atukwilikane ne kombiga ashike. She have a problem in her body that the body just pulled it down for many years. Ewa meme? Kutokera na kukale kwa? Your house also will be prayed for, meme. Umbolo yo natango lino kwili kanema. The body is very heavy. She cannot walk. So, meme, longi kidoka kopi kwa yko mevutale tukuture mome ilikano?
Yeah, we're going to pray for Meme shortly. And have a glass of water ready. Have a bottle of water ready. And even if you don't have the water, we're going to pray for you the same way. Because faith can move mountains. The moment we believe in the word of God, the promises of God are alive, Pastor Shaw.
Yes, Bishop. The promise of God are alive, Bishop. For many of them, we're going to be praying for your problems to be resolved. But what I want you to understand is that you having a relationship, knowing God, it is the solution. Because many, Bishop, they find jobs, they find a solution to the problem. But like Nico said, there is still an emptiness. Mm-hmm. And that emptiness can only be filled when you meet Jesus truly, through the Holy Spirit.
And that's why we are here to tell you that. I think we have one more caller. Is it going to be the last caller? Pastor Sean, please.
Eagle if FM, good evening. How may we help you?
Hello, Dr. Guru.
Meme. What do you want to say, Meme?
I don't know what you want to say.
Oka na koeke liko shpangelo kongwe jiwa
taki hama. Oke liko kongwe jiwa koka hongborwa.
Oke, malo kune madita de hama.
Adipio ite tate kasa shari meji kwa kana alike wa shi waka chome.
Ewa.
Ewa, ame ame shala ali ame menua kwa shala ali kwa shali kwa kande boku.
Oke, the daughter is in the
shakati.
Yeah, she's always having feet burning. So, and it's just continuing all the time. The feet is just in the bucket. So, meme, o hatu kani ngilo karakoe ome ilikano, longi kitoka kopi koe komeva, oponeke hulilo program ai, hatu ke kuningile ilikano.
E watate.
Yalo. Yeah, that's why.
Yalo. Yalo.
Yeah, God bless you, meme. Tate kalunga nembuya back. So, we're going to be praying now. I'm going to ask God to bless your water, pray for you. And I'm sure the power of God will be manifested.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now. For people who are out there, my Lord, desperate. They called, my Lord, to include their names in the prayer book. They called here live. And also they called the toll-free number in the church. All the names, my Father, are included in our prayer. And the families as well. That you may manifest your power. Help this person, my Lord, to overcome all these problems. Set them free in the name of Jesus.
Kalunga kange ove o homono keshe pamwe no fiki keshe pamwe. sho tuliko kule kovenduka pa mono kulimo kati ko ambo mwi ilwe li pamwe ke shapeli ashike sheka tunwete no itatudruku ningasha ashike kupitira mo melikano mukalunga kange ove ovanu voye uvawete uvaudite usho maujuavo pe fimbwe live li mefimbo le itavelo kalunga kange va mangulu ako maujuta va shakeneke va mangulu ako muye hameta va shakeneke kalunga kange longa oi kumi falonga yoye oi nene longa yoye oyo kapeno nutadruku ilonga.
Amen. Praise God. You can drink now the blessed water with faith. And as they drink the water, God gives them strength. Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop. They
sleep well. And in the Universal Church, every Friday, we have the Day of Deliverance. We pray for people who are suffering with spiritual problems, like bad luck, curses, witchcraft. Yes, the doors of the Universal Church are open throughout Namibia. We won't be able to give all the addresses. You can call our toll-free number. It doesn't stop. 0800-22-333-5. 0800-22-333-5. It's 24/7. Don't need airtime. Okay, you can just call and you find out the nearest address. Our headquarters is 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz, here, Vinduk CBD. We have services at 7 in the morning, followed by 10, 12 lunchtime, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. is the main service. We have also a church in Katutura, Pastor Sean.
Yes, Bishop. Our church in Katutura is in Richard Kamahuka Street, where it meets Independence Avenue behind the Grootwinkels. We are there 6 in the morning, 7, 10, 3, and our main service 6 o'clock. If you give God a chance, walk into the church and you will see the power of God.
Also in Greenwell.
Oku Jake Mohevelina Street. O turimo Daniel Street. Opo popepino kapolifi. Shongengi hokofu fiku. Otomoni ihuna. Mongula natushakene po haman.
We have also a branch in Okuriangava, Pastor Brandon.
In Okuriangava, you can find us in Ondodo Street. We are opposite USAFE. The doors of the church are open. Tomorrow we have the first service at 7 a.m., followed by 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and 6 p.m., the strong prayer for your deliverance. You are welcome.
You can find us in the nearest Universal Church in Oshikango, in Omtia, in Undangwa, Oshakati, Wolves Bay. You can look for the nearest branch. May God bless you. Good night.